The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18. At that time the disciples came to Jesus asking, "Who then will be the greatest in the kingdom which comes from the heavens?" So he called a little child to him, set him in the middle of them, and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you change direction and become as little children, you will by no means enter into the kingdom which comes from the heavens. Whoever therefore will humble himself like this little child, he is the greatest in the kingdom which comes from the heavens. And whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever baits a trap for one of these little ones that believe on me, causing them to stumble, he would be better off having an upper millstone hung around his neck, being drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things which cause stumbling. It is necessary that these situations which cause stumbling happen for our testing, but woe to that person through whom the cause for stumbling comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter into God's life maimed or crippled, rather than having two hands or two feet and being thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter into God's life with one eye instead of having two eyes and being thrown into the eternal fire. Be careful not to despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in the heavens their angels always look upon the face of my Father who is in the heavens. What do you think? If someone has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, doesn't he leave the 99, go into the mountains, and seek the one which has gone astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 which have not gone astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in the heavens that one of these little ones perishes. If your brother sins against you, go, explain to him his error between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have regained your brother. But if he doesn't hear you, take with you one or two more, that from the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be confirmed. If he refuses to hear them, tell it to the gathering of the called out ones. But if he refuses to hear the gathering of the called out ones also, you are free to treat him as a Gentile or as a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whenever you enter into a binding agreement on earth, it is bound in heaven also. And whenever you free someone from a binding agreement on earth, it is released in heaven also. Further, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about something for which they ask, it will be done for them by my Father who is in the heavens. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, in the reality of my presence, there I am in the midst of them. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, how often should I forgive my brother who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I don't say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times 7. Therefore the kingdom which comes from the heavens is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he began to examine the accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But because he was not able to pay, his lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife, children, and all that he had, so that payment could be made. The servant then fell down and did obeisance to him, saying, 'Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And the lord of that servant, being moved with compassion, released him and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he grabbed hold of him, and taking him by the throat, said, 'Pay me what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and begged him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he would not listen. Instead, he went and had him thrown into prison until he paid what he owed. So when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were extremely grieved, and came and told their lord all that had happened. Then his lord called him to come forward, and said to him, 'You wicked servant! I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. shouldn't you also have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you? And his lord became angry, and delivered him to the tormentors, until he paid all that was due. My heavenly Father will also deal with you in this same way, if every one of you doesn't forgive your brother from your heart. This is the end of Matthew chapter 18.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.